有没有对我的名字啊？我喜欢什么？我不喜欢什么？我是的爱好、兴趣我都知道。我对我自己最认识了，这还用问吗？这个问题。
So you may say that, who are you? This is an easy question. Of course, I know myself. I know what I like, and I know who I am. I know what I want to do. So this is not a, hard question for me.
那为什么你要我们要讲你是谁呢？
So why we need to talk about the who are you? Who are me?
因为我们不错。这个世界所有的人中，你是最知道你是谁的，你是最认识你自己的。
So that's right. In this world, you are probably the one who know yourself the most.
但是还有一位比你自己更知道你是谁，更知道你是什么样子。
But there is this, the one who knows you even better than yourself.
所以有的时候我们活在这个很混淆的这个世界中，我们已经不知道自己应该相信什么，我的感受应该是什么，我应该怎么样的来面对这样的纷杂的这些不同的这些理论说辞。
So sometimes in this very confusing world, we really don't know who are we, who we should trust.Especially in this chaotic theories around us, we don't really know who is right, what we believe.
While watching the Supreme Court justice hearing, the justice, she cannot define, 她不能够给出什么是妇女的一个定义，不能够讲这个世界的。
So it's very amazing to me that when I watch the TV to look at the Supreme Court justice, when they debate about the definition of a woman, they even cannot give a clear definition. What is a woman? It's really amazed me.
这个世界已经说你到底是男的是女的，已经随你挑随你选了。
So
你觉得是男的，你就是男的；你觉得是女的，你就是女的。
So this world, it becomes so confusing to the point that you can choose whether you are a man or a woman. If you say you are a man, you are a man. If you say a woman, you are a woman.
这个世界充满了这些纷杂的谎言混淆我们自己。我们的感觉我们都不知道我们应该是怎么样来找到我们自己，怎么样来面对在这样的谎言中怎么样能站立得稳。
So this society is filled with the chaotic lies. It used all these lies to confuse us, to make us to be disoriented. We don't know who we are, how to make a decision.
小林，这个我怎么只有一页是我，其他都不是，你帮我找一下那个下礼拜我就会把它修好，下礼拜我会重新搞一个。好，没关系，我们继续讲，就把那个就对，好了，谢谢。好，所以我们怎么找到我们是谁呢？怎么定义呢？
How can we find ourselves? How can we define ourselves?
这很简单，从我出生那一天到今天，我所有的人生经历加在一起，我所有学到的对世界的认识加在一起，就等同于我今天我是谁。
So you may say that is easy. When I was born and up towho am I now? And all this life experience that defines who I am. Who am I?
这个是 the only date you have to define who you are.
So
这个是唯一的你的有的数据。
As a human, This is the only thing we can define ourselves. This is the only time, the data that we can define ourselves.
如果你只根据你自己的这个人生经验，跟你学到的这些啊，在这个今生学到的这些啊，对世界的认识来定义你自己的话呢，你常常会啊，很一定会有一个错误，因为你缺了一个很重要的数据。
So if you just define yourself by your life experience, you definitely make a mistake because you lack of one very important data about yourself.
我不知道大家今天看没有一个很新的东西叫 ChatGPT。
So I'm not sure if you know about this new thing, the machine learning model called ChatGPT.
You use, maybe you already use that to do your homework.
So some of our youth probably we already use that to do our homework.
什么是这个 ChatGPT 呢？它就是把所有全人类的网上的所有的知识全部的搁到一个计算机的网络里边。
So what is a ChatGPT?This ChatGPT basically it's a computer network that saved all of our human experience, human knowledge in it.
啊，然后你问一个问题，它就根据你的问题来把这些所有的知识综合起来，给你一个他认为最好的回答。
So if you ask a question, then the ChatGPT will look at all the knowledge experience it has collected and then give you a comprehensive answer.
但是如果你问他2022年发生事情，他就给你瞎说了。
But if you ask him the things happened in 2022, it will give you the wrong answer. It can only guess.
因为他为什么？因为他的数据只到2021年。
So it can only guess and possibly give you an answer because its data.Only up to 2021, not 2022.
So, 同样的，我们今天啊，我们怎么定义我们自己？如果只根据到你出生到你今天你的人生经历来定义你自己的话呢，你是有限的数据。
So the same analogy, if you define yourself just based on your life experience from your birth up to today, and you only have a limited data to define yourself.
你从这里要找出你的人生的意义，找出你是谁啊，找出你为什么活着啊，你人生的价值、目的啊，你会很多的混淆。
So if you just based on this to define who you are, your meaning of life, your value of your life, and you will get a very confusing answer.
那你缺少什么数据呢
？So what data did you miss?
你缺少一个很重要的数据，就是在你出生以前。你是谁
？So you missed a very important data is the time that before your birth, who you are.
你也缺少了一个数据，就是当你死以后，你是谁
？And you also missed the data point after you died, who you are.
我们人只知道我们从出生到今天到最后我们死亡，这个是我们可以知道的。
So we only know the time that from our birth.Up to the day we live now, or up to the day we die.
So, 那怎么样真正的找到我是谁呢？我们一定要啊，知道出生以前我是谁，死以后我是谁。
So, if you really want to know who you are, you have to know the time, before you were born and the time after you die.
啊，你们会说，出生以前我都不存在啊，我父母还没有把我生出来啊。
So you may say.That before my birth, I did not exist.
我只能告诉你，你没有按照今天你的肉身的形式存在在这个世界上。
So what I'm telling you is that you really did not exist as a physical flesh as you are today.
但是你已经存在了。
But you already existed.
那你们会说，那我怎么存在？谁告诉我存在
？So you may ask, how did I exist in?That time before my birth, who told me?
So we 一会儿会看看圣经。
So we
有圣经能告诉我们，我们出生以前我们的事情。
So we
死以后我们的事情，只有圣经告诉我们。
We will look at the Bible. The Bible will tell us, who we are before our birth, and who we are before we die, after we die.
好，我们来读这段圣经啊，在创世纪一章二十六节。今天没有多少时间，我就跳过去。
Let's read the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26.
神说：“我们要照我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上一切所爬的昆虫。”
So book, Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26.Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and bird of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth.
27节，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
So verse 27, it said, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him.Male and female, he created them.
然后神给人一个命，一个工作，是要生养众多，遍满全地，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
And then God gave the man the command: be fruitful and increase in numbers, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea and the bird of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground.
最后又神给人的食物、啊、神说看哪、啊、我将遍地上一切结种子的菜蔬和一切树上所结有壳的果子全赐给你们做食物。
And then God prepared food for the man. He said, I gave you every seed bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food.
所以我们是怎么来的呢
？So how did we came from？
我们是神造的。
We were created by God。
所以神是谁呢？神是创造我们的天地的主。
God is the creator of us and the universe。
神是怎么造的我们呢
？How did God create us？
是按照他的形象，按照他的样式来造我们。
He created us in His image。
造我们也给我们一个任务，我们任务是、啊、管理，带他管理这个全地。
And he created us and gave us a responsibility that is to manage to rule the earth.
神让我们生养众多，遍满全地。
And God want us to be fruitful and to spread all over the earth.
为什么神让我们遍满全地呢
？Why God want us to spread all over the earth?
因为我们都是有神的形象神的样式的让全地都充满了神的形象神的样式
Because God created us in his image He want the whole world filled with his image
所以我们要知道我们是谁你要必须要先要知道神是谁
So if we want to know who we are We have to know who God is
神是创造我们的创造主
God is the creator of humans
那我们是谁呢
So、
我们是神的样形象样式
And we are his image
所以我们是、啊、神的 bear,、bearer bear, God's image bearer 就是、啊、神的一个、啊、样子的一个承载者神的形象的承载者
So we are God's image The bearer of God's image
所以我们的目的呢神造我们的目的是让我们把神的形象到处的让人看到神
So the purpose God created us is to let us to exhibit his image all over the earth Let people see it
我们在这个世界上活着天使会看到神就是这个样子这个其他的世人看到神的样子
So when we live in this worldThe angels will see that that's what God looked like. And the people around the world will see that is what God looked like.
So we are the representative of God.
So 我们是神的、代表。
代表。我们感谢主、啊、所以你是谁你是神的这个形象的一个承载者。
So, praise to the Lord. We are the representative of God.
神是你的创造主，你是他的，按照他的形象造的。
God is our creator. We are in his image.
好，我们来看一看啊。神让我们造我们，按照他的形象造，是目的是让我们把他的形象彰显出来。
God created us because he wants us to glorify his name, to show, to exhibit his image.
既然你是神的形象的一个承载者，那你要把神的形象反映出来，说 display it well.
So if we are the bearer, his image, we want to display his nature, his image.
但是人呢，犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀，他的形象，因为我们这个形象不能够真实的反映了神。
But we sin against him, so we fall short of his image. We cannot show fully of his glory.
如果你要成为一个神的一个形象的承载者，你必须完全的听他的话。他让你做什么你就做什么，他不让你做什么你就不做什么，你完全的把自己交给他，你才能够把他表达出来。
So if we want to be the bearer of a God image, we have to be fully obedient to his command. We want to listen to him. What he told us to do, we will do it. What he don't want us to do, we will not do it. So that we can show fully of his image.
Then you're going to be perfect. You're going to be 完美的神的形象的一个承载者。
Then we will be the perfect of God, the bearer of a God image.
但是我们的先祖亚当夏娃、啊、不愿意听神的话，他愿意自己做主，所以他的就亏欠了神的荣耀，这个神的形象不能够完美的借着他的生命被彰显出来。
But our ancestor Adam and Eve fall short of a God image, of God glory. So they cannot reflect the full glory of God.
所以我们都是一个、啊、distorted image of God.
So we,
失真，
我们委屈了神的、形象。
那 what is the solution?
所以解决的办法是什么呢？
说神，他又是你的救赎主。
So,God is our Savior.
所以神说，我要再重新把我的形象完美的借着耶稣基督活出来，显给你看，让你看什么是真正的 true image, 真的本体的真相。
So God then has a solution. He let the Jesus Christ, let him to live the full life of God, so that、let the humans to seewhat the full image of God is.
所以你要找说我是谁，那你先要认识耶稣是谁。
So now, if you want to know who you are, you have to know who Jesus is.
因为耶稣基督是神的完美的形象。
Because Jesus is the full image of God.
我们刚才说我们的人生就是一个小小的故事，从我们的出生到我们的死亡几十年的时间，最多一百年、一百二十年，很少人活到一百二十年，就这么一短短的一个故事，好像我们随机的来到这个世界，又随机的不同的原因，或者生病啊，或者车祸呀、啊，或者是事故啊，或者是啊正常的死亡啊，总是啊随机的离开这个世界。
So our life is just a short story. Many of us may live 70, 80.Maximum maybe 120. So we have a very short story of our lives. We seems like randomly come to this world.
所以你如果你只看你这一段的人生的话，你会找不到意义，找不到，好像什么东西都是随机的，都是啊一个没有任何的啊一个解释的。
So if you just look at your life.Very short story for your life. It seems like a random, and there's no explanation, and I don't know what's the meaning of my life.
不是说你的这个 life 是 啊，真的是 meaningless， 是因为你没有把你的这个 small story 放到一个 bigger story 里边去 discover。
So your life is not actually meaningless. It's because you did not put your life in the full context of your true meaning.
The bigger story 就是 the story of Jesus. 啊，这个我说这个更大的一个故事是耶稣基督的故事。你的小的故事只是耶稣基督那个故事中间的一个部分。
So your short story of your life is only the small part of the big story in Jesus' life.
我在开始那个图里边有一个 puzzle， 你们 young people like play puzzle， 就拼把它拼在一起。我们拿到一个 piece 的时候，我们想就是这个 piece 奇奇怪怪的形状啊，它是什么目的啊？它在这儿有什么用啊？看那个形，看那边的图画也是没有什么啊一点的，看不出什么东西来。
So in my first slide, I have a puzzle background. If you look at that puzzle, one little piece, it's only one piece. If you just hold that one piece, you really don't know what is that for, where it fit in. You don't know where is it.
所以你的人生就相当于这个 piece， 你光看他自己，你不知道他的目的是什么。
So if you just look at your life as the short story between your birth and your death, and that is the little piece of a puzzle,in the fullness of your life. You don't know what is the meaning.
但是当你有了 bigger picture, 你要这个 puzzle 有一个啊，先有那个盖上有一个图，那你有一个 bigger picture, 你知道哦，我这个小 piece 原来是这个大的 picture 的中的一部分。
But if you know the big picture of the puzzle, then you would understand, oh, where's this little piece of you fit in?
所以今天你要把你的这个小小的人生放到耶稣基督这个大的故事里边，你就能找到你人生的意义。
So now today, if we put our short life into the big picture of God, Jesus Christ, then we would know the meaning of our life.
耶稣基督在这个世上啊，三年半的时间，他教导了很多的啊事情。
So Jesus Christ in his 3 years of ministry on earth.He taught a lot of truths.
但是把他所有的教导总结成一句话。
If we put all his teaching together into one sentence,
或者是一个问题，
or we put it into one question,
也就是耶稣基督啊对他的门徒的期中考试，说你们说我是谁？
And then that is the test Jesus gave to his disciple, and.Who do you think I am?
耶稣基督他整个的教导的最核心的内容就是他是谁。
So all of the teachings from Jesus Christ focused on one point. Who is he?
彼得得了满分。
And Peter passed the test with 100%.
彼得说
100 score.
你是神的儿子，你是弥赛亚。
And Peter said,You are God. You are the Son of God. You are Messiah.
当我们知道耶稣基督是谁，我们就能找到我们是谁。
So if we know who Jesus is, then we can find the true meaning of our life.
耶稣基督在世界上不但教导、讲话、教导别人，也做事。耶稣所做的事的所有的总结呢，就是神爱你。
So Jesus on this earth, he not just teachAnd he also practiced his teaching.
所以认识耶稣基督是谁，你才能够开始认识你是谁。
So if we start to know who Jesus is, then we will start to know the true meaning of our life.
所以神是你的创造主。
God is your savior.
你是神的形象的承载者。
And you are the bearer of God's image.
神是你的救赎主。
God is our Savior.
你在耶稣基督里边。
And you are in Jesus Christ.
你在耶稣基督里边才能找到你是谁。
And in Jesus Christ, you can find yourself.
那最后一个呢？那神又是爱。
And God is love.
这个 奥古斯丁有一句话，他说啊，说到圣经书这样讲，说这个 God is love， 那 God the love 就是 between the Father and the Son， God Father 啊，天父爱圣子，圣子爱天父爱圣父。
啊，奥古斯丁啊，我们的先贤奥古斯丁有过这样一句话说，神是爱，圣灵是神和他独生子之间的爱。
所以在约翰一书四章二节说，神就是爱。
So in 1 John chapter 2, chapter 4, verse 2, it said, God is love.
所以神爱他的独生儿子，是一切爱的源头。
So in John chapter 17, verse 24, it said, God Father loves the Son and is the source of all the love.
哎，你们说不对啊。God love me. I was taught. Jesus love me too. Jesus love you. 但是 original, the source of the love is God Father love God's Son.
So you may say, oh, God, Jesus loves me. But the source of Jesus' love, the original source is from God Father.
Let me tell you, you are not the center of God's love.
所以我现在来要告诉你，你并不是神的爱的中心。
我们来看圣经，约翰福音第十七章二十四节。因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。这是耶稣基督对天父的祷告。
And book of John chapter 17, chapter 17, verse 24, it said, because you love me before the creation of the world.
在这个世界还没有的时候，圣父已经爱圣子。
Even when the world did not exist, God the Father already loved God's Son.
所以在约翰福音十七章二十六节，耶稣基督又祷告说，说为了啊，我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，啊，他们就是门徒，使你就是天父。使你所爱我的爱在他们里边。所以耶稣基督的目的就是要把天父爱耶稣的爱能够带到门徒的里边，我也在他们里边。
So book of John chapter 17 verse 26 said, in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. So Jesus Christ, want to bring the God's love into us.
所以是把天父对他的爱，把这个爱能够种在门徒的里面。
So he want to plant the love that God love Jesus Christ, put this love, plant this love into his disciples.
所以说 you are not the center of God's love.
So what?这里讲我们不是神的爱的中心。
神爱我们不爱我们呢？神当然爱我们。神为什么爱我们呢？神爱我们因为是他先爱他的儿子。
So, God really love us? Sure, God love us, but God love us because he loved his begotten son first.
那当你听到这儿的时候，你说 How do you feel about this truth? 你有什么感受？我会敢说啊，那些酸酸的啊，原来我不重要，不那么重要。我以为我神都是爱我，为我死啊。这，但是告诉你，神爱的源头是圣父爱圣子。
So how do you feel about this truth? You may feel like, oh, you thought God loves me, but God loves me because God loves His begotten Son first.
好，我们有一个 implication 很重要的，所以我们。还有做父母的，有孩子在你们生命中的啊，在你身边的啊，你们这些父母，你们要听一下。
So this is what is this implied to our life?
就是啊，所以我们很多的时候，我们尤其中国人，中国父母很爱孩子。当一有了孩子以后呢，我们的人生就立即成为 children-centered parenting。
So many of our Chinese family, our parents loves our children dearly. And as soon as we become parent, all of our family life become child-centered.
全父母两个人围着孩子转。
Basically, the parents is always surround the child. And,
以为这样对孩子最好。
And we believe,
忽略了夫妻之间的关系。
So we thought that might be the best family life, and we forgot our marriage relationship.
当孩子很小的时候，啊，很高兴。哎呀，所有的两个大人都以他为中心。
So when the child was very young, very small, and both parents, they are all both very happy. They all surround this child, let the child become the center of their life.
那我们中间啊，有些 teenager 了。那我想问你们这些 teenager， 这样的啊父母是你们想要的吗？
So now we have our youth.
他们常常打架，常常因为各种事情冲突，但是呢，两个人都要去爱你。
So now our youth grow up, and I'm asking the youth, do you like the parent to be always centered around you? And sometimes they have a disagreement, they will fight.
你们可以说，我宁愿你们之间有平和，有和平，宁愿你们之间相爱。这是我最想要的。你给我这些 toy， 你给我这些钱，给我这些东西，都是最重要的。你能给我的爱，就是你们之间彼此相爱。
So the youth will give the answer that no, I want my parents to love each other. I really don't like the toys or the monies that they poured on me, but I prefer my parents love each other.
对。给这些现在还有孩子在你们生命中，在你们身边的父母呢，一个 advice， 这也不是我讲的，是一个牧师讲的，说 ，love your spouse for the sake of your children。
So now I give the advice to our young parents, and this is the advice from one of the pastors said, love your spouse for the sake of children。
所以。你要更爱你的配偶，使你的孩子能够得到那真正的属于他的爱。
So you want to love your spouse so that your children can get love, the true love he should have got from the parents.
所以就说，圣父爱圣子，圣父越爱圣子，我们越得到更多的爱。
So on the same line,The more the Heavenly Father loved God the Son, the more we, His children, will get more love from God.
第二个 implication, 就是那好了，那我们就 spouse-centered love, 我就全心的爱我的配偶，这样好不好呢？这样就对了吗？还是 not true love?
And the second is, does that apply that if the spouse-centered love is the best love? Is that the true love? The answer is no.
为了我的 spouse, 就甚至于我教会也不去了。这个神让我做的事情不做了。我为了让他高兴。
So,
这样是真爱他吗？
So with the spouse-centered love,If I want to love my spouse and I will not go to church, I will commit all my time to my spouse. Is that the true love? Is that good?
The answer is, 你要真正爱你的 spouse, 你要先去爱神。
And the answer is that if you truly love your spouse, first you have to love God.
你因为爱神，你才能够爱你的 spouse, 真正的。把神的爱带给他。
So it's because you love God, then you love your spouse, and we take the order right.
Your love for God will overflowing to her or his or her, him. Oh.
So 你爱神，你对神的爱要浇灌在你的配偶的身上。
那很多人就问了，说。耶稣天父不是牺牲了他的儿子吗？舍弃了他的儿子吗？
Many of you will ask,
为了我们舍弃他的儿子，那明明是更爱我们呢，不爱他的儿子呀。
Many of you will ask, the God Father, he forsaked his son. He gave his son to us. So how do you say he loved his son first?
这是人的思想，牺牲的一定是不重要的，为了那个不重要的为了那更重要的牺牲那个不重要的。
So this is our human's logic. And we always think that the sacrifice is the least important. We sacrifice something for something more important. That's our logic.
但是天父牺牲他的独生儿子不是因为不爱他，反而是因为更爱他。
But in God, God sacrificed his begotten son, not because God does not like his, love his son, but because God loved his son the most.
你说这叫什么爱？你受这么多的苦，
so, what is this love?
最大的苦，全世界所有的罪都加在他身上，全世界所有的痛苦都加在他身上，这叫什么爱？
So all the sins are upon him, all the sufferings upon him. What kind of love is this?
神要让他得到最高的荣耀。
Because God wanted him to get the highest glory.
为了让他得到最高的荣耀，万膝当跪拜，万口当承认，他是耶稣基督是主，所以神让他走过这样的一个最痛苦的一个人生的道路。
So God let the Son, begotten Son, went through this suffering because God wanted him to be.God want to exalt him to be the highest place and give him the name that is above every name.
那神当耶稣基督受了十字架的最大的痛苦，是为了他能够才能得着那个最大的喜乐。
So.God allows Jesus Christ to suffer all the cross so that he will get the most joy.
在希伯来书第十二章第二节，说他因那摆在他就是耶稣基督，他因那摆在前面的，前面什么前面呢？就是在十字架接下来的，就十字架过了以后的那个喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难。
So in book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, it said, For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorned its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So what is the things before him? What is the things before the cross? That is the joy beyond the cross, beyond the suffering or the cross.
Sure.神天父要把最大的喜乐赐给耶稣基督，那是要让他先要受最大的痛苦才能够得着那个。所以耶稣基督他也看到了，他之所以能够承受这最大的羞辱痛苦，是因为这个羞辱后边是得到最大的喜乐，所以他就能够轻看。
God the FatherThe Heavenly Father wanted to give the full joy to Jesus Christ beyond the cross so that he put him through this suffering and then he will be restored to God's glory.
那我们大家都知道，我们的陈凯弟兄啊，现在在这个时刻啊，他在病床上啊，与他的为他的生命在抗争，承受。我们没有一个人能够想象出来的痛苦。
So everyone knows our brother Kai. He's right now lay on the sick bed, and he's suffering all the pains that none of us could understand.
我们会说，哎呀，神还爱他吗
？So you may ask, does God love him?
回答是。God loved him so special.
And the answer is that God loved him special. And God loved him dearly.
你说为什么爱他还给他这么样的痛苦呢？还让他生命 几乎要被夺去。
So why, you may ask, why God still giving him so much suffering and now almost taking his life?
因为他要让与耶稣基督一同受苦。
Because God put him through the suffering that Jesus Christ did.
所以他可以与耶稣基督一同得荣耀。
So that he will receive the joy that Jesus Christ received.
这个十五世纪有一个圣徒写了一本书，我quote他那本书，他说神让他的圣徒受苦难不是因为神不爱他，而是因为神更爱他。
So there is a 15th century saint. He said in one of the book that God loves his saint not because God did not like love him, but because God loved him the most.
今天我们的教会也面对一些挑战。
So today our church also faced some struggles, and we have so many problems.
当然我们一定要省察，我们要解决，我们要有什么问错，我们要改，我们要 纠正，这是应该做的。
So of course we need to examine ourselves, we need to find the problems, and we need to change ourselves, confess our sin, and then to grow in Christ.
但是这不代表神不爱我们。
But this does not mean that God does not love us.
而我们可以说是神更要他的爱向我们显明，把他的恩典向我们显明。
Just in opposite, that God actually loves us the most because he put us through this and he wants to show his love exactly to us.
所以你呢不是神的爱的中心，但是你是一个神的爱的一个 barrier.
So,
你要带着神的爱。
You are not the center of God's love, but you are the bearer of God's love.
所以再复习一下，我们是神的 image bearer.
So now we conclude that we are the bearer of God's image.
We are also the God's love bearer. 所以耶稣就说，你们彼此相爱，别人就能认出你们是我的门徒来。所以怎么能够看到耶稣基督的爱呢？耶稣基督，你是不是属于耶稣基督呢？
So
彼此相爱。
Now we are.We are the bearer of God's love. And Jesus Christ said to us that if we love each other, then the people will know we are his disciple.
好，最后呢，我们也是神的恩典的 bearers.
And lastly, and we are also the bearer of God's grace.
在以弗所书第一章几次讲到了神啊，神祝福我们，神把天上各样的属灵的福气都加给你。
So in Book of Ephesians, it said many times God bring His grace, His love to us. He gave all the blessings from the heaven to us.
为什么神这么样的祝福你？神这么样的给你恩典？唯一的一个原因，没有其二，第二个原因，唯一的目的就是第六节。第十二节第十四节就是使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
So why God loves us so much, why he want to bless us so much, there's only one reason. The only reason is that God want to praise his glorious grace and he want to freely gave.What is it? He has freely given us in the one he loves.
第十二节，叫他荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。所以怎么能够看到他的荣耀的恩典呢？他的恩典荣耀呢？或者翻荣耀的恩典或者恩典的荣耀，这个怎么翻都可以。
So how can we see God's glorious grace?
什么是恩典？恩典就是神给你一个礼物。
So what is grace? Grace is just a free gift from God.
这个礼物对你很重要。
And this grace, it's very important. If you have this grace, you can receive God's gift. If you don't have this grace, and you cannot receive God's gift.
当你拿到这个礼物以后，你看到这个礼物多么重要，多么宝贵，让他这个礼物能够被让人看到，那怎么样做呢？你要让人看到你的变化，你的改变。
So if you receive this gift, and what you need to do, and you need to show to the people.That you received this gift in your life and your life changed.
你从前什么样子？今天是靠着主，靠着他的恩典，靠着他的能力，能够为他做美好的见证。
So what were you like before? And you will show people what you were, look like before, and now what do you look like, upon God's grace? And you show the difference to the people so that the people can see that.
可以。你是神的恩典的承载者。
So you are the bearer of God's grace.
神是你的创造主。
So God is your creator.
神是你的救赎主。
God is your savior.
神是爱的源头。
And God is the source of life.
你是什么呢？你是神的形象的承载者。
So you are God's image bearer.
你是神的爱的
You are God's love bearer.
你是神的恩典的承载者。
And you are God's grace bearer.
啊，最后 ，the more you know knowing God, the more you know yourself.
最后我们做结论，越知道的神多，你就越认识到你自己多。
所以 ，if you don't know God, you cannot know yourself.
如果你不认识神，你也不认识你自己。
我们先来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把这样的美好的真理赐给我们。
Thank you for all the words you blessed us today.
让我们今天开始，让我们找到我们真正的自己。
So that today we will find our true self.
让我们不再为我们假的那个自己而活，是为你付给我们的真正的自我。
So that we will not live as a false light, self, but live as a true self that you created us.
奉耶稣的名。
And we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
We 们一起起立。我们谢谢牧师信息，我们来唱这首回应诗歌，建立一群大能子民。非常非常。